This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I was looking at the forecast. Kansas City's supposed to get pretty good weather for the series. It's like in the 70s, almost 80s. Well, I mean, think about it. Major League Baseball actually got it right this year. I mean, look, they're Kansas City, Anaheim, San Diego to start the season. Brilliant. Like, how hard is it to figure that out? No, let's start in, like, Boston or Chicago or here.
I'm sure somebody will.
It doesn't make any sense to do that. So, I mean, if you got a dome, use it. If you got a warm city, use it. I like the fact they're on the road for the first 2 weeks.
That's Andy Goddard. I'm Jeff Phelps.
Oh, okay.
216-474-0092, the number to join us.
When you talk about outside sports, weather is a factor. Sorry.
Can't have nice things.
No, it isn't, Andy. That's why we don't need a dome.
We can't. Oh, by the way. Oh, never mind. Let's go. I do have a great idea. I have a great idea that I debuted last night in the podcast. I'm happy to share it with you now, but if you want to talk to some people.
I want to talk to some people who are nice enough to call
us. I have a great idea.
We've asked this thought.
Feed the mayonnaise to the tuna.
What do you think the marching orders are for Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry from management? What have the Haslams told them? Hey, management, do this. Have they told them anything except
make our
football team better and win games?
You're safe to start this season.
And your contract's guaranteed. So, hey, John's in Cleveland. John?
Hey, John.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? How you guys doing?
Good. What's up, man?
Good. Just a quick question. Tell me, and don't say Flacco or I think his name was the black quarterback that they had, because those were veteran quarterbacks. What quarterback
Brissett,
has
– Brissett, is that
what you're saying? Brissett.
Okay.
What quarterback has Stefanski ever coached up? In other words, what I'm getting at, whatever rookie come here, Stefanski's going to kill him. He's going to get him killed. Tell me what quarterback has Stefanski coached up?
Case Keenum.
Who?
Case Keenum.
Case Keenum?
I'm sorry, everyone's just picking
their... Coached him up in Minnesota.
Everybody's picking their jaw up off the ground there for a second. Sorry about that, Joe.
Case Keenum, I mean, Stefanski wasn't the offensive coordinator when Case Keenum was there?
Quarterback coach.
Quarterback coach, okay. Okay, if that's what you want to say, okay,
I'm not defending anybody, John. You asked. I gave you an answer. They won like 12 games or something with Case Keenum as quarterback. They did a good job.
Okay, then. Thanks for the answer.
All right. You asked. I gave you an answer. Might not be what you want to hear.
The who on that was an all-timer.
I know. That was great. That was really good. That was really good, John.
Who? Huh? That was so good.
Huh?
What?
Tom's on Interstate 71.
Tom, drive safe, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Hey, I just want to remind you, we got into this position because of a quarterback. We were in the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes beat us, and we thought so close that we decided to go all in on a quarterback to take us over the top. So hopefully they're realizing, don't get overly excited and go do something dumb again just because we're trying to get close.
Don't be the smartest guy in the room. Be the safest guy in the room. Is that what you're saying? Because I don't have a problem with that. Pick a guy that's going to be here for at least 4 or 5 years. And I'd love to say that if you're going to pick him at number two, you would hope that he would be Hall of Fame worthy at some point if you're going to pick somebody that high. I know that's a big ask, but I
just... And don't overreact. Hey, we had a good foundation of a team. We built a structure. And then we decided that even though we had cap room to work with, we'd go all in, and we made a poor decision.
Okay, so, Tom.
And whose decision was that goes back.
Ultimately, it's
thanks,
ownership
guys.
Decision. Yep. Thank you, Tom. Ultimately, there's one thing about being safe, though, Andy. If you stay on the beach and don't get in the water.
How'd Myles Garrett work out?
It might be safe, but.
How'd Myles Garrett work out?
Not as well as Patrick Mahomes.
You're going to really sit. Stop with the buyer's regret. You have a Hall of Fame.
No, I'm not.
That's a Hall of Fame defensive lineman
I don't have buyer's regret at all. I think Myles is terrific.
So are you going to be mad? Here. Like, are you mad at the Browns because they didn't take Mahomes?
No.
That they took Garrett?
But the point, I'm looking at it for what's coming up at the end of April. It's this. Do they think that there's a quarterback there who's going to be really good? Well, then take him.
I'd rather have a great defensive end than
great
a really good quarterback.
Can get you a 3-14 record if you don't have a quarterback.
You know, a bad quarterback can get you a 3-14 record too.
And
so
a bad quarterback, a good quarterback can win you a Super Bowl.
No, a great quarterback can win. There are very few goods. No, they're almost all
good
greats.
Quarterbacks surrounded by good football teams. That's why you go get a good quarterback.
And a bad quarterback can also make the Super Bowl if you beef up your defense well enough.
There it is.
That's fair. I'll buy that.
See Grossman, Rex.
See David Woodley.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny's in Berea.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Danny, what's up, man?
Love the voice, Danny.
I'm just going to tell you something. Old man Sanders is not going to let his son come to Cleveland. Young quarterbacks get ruined in Cleveland. He's not going to let that happen. He's going to go to New York, where all the limelight is, and he's going to dance around just like his daddy did in prime time. That's what's going on there.
I don't know, man.
I'll
he said,
let you guys tell me about it.
Well, I'll tell you,
if they want to trade up to number
two,
number three,
I'll take that.
Got Sirius Reaper.
Sirius Reaper.
Jay's in Cleveland. Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hi, Jay.
Help me, Jay.
Does your dad let you call the station?
Go ahead, Jay.
What do you got?
All right, Jay. Sorry about that. I'll give you a little inside radio.
Oh, here we go.
If you even just slip with a word you're not supposed to slip with, we got to dump you. Okay?
There you go.
Jay, you didn't mean any harm. But, you know. So there you go. That's the deal here, Andy.
Yeah.
You know why? It's not worth getting called into a meeting.
Is Deion Sanders a helicopter dad?
No, you know what Deion is? Deion's a phenomenal former football player who understands the business of the NFL.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with if you're a helicopter dad, though.
Well, who cares at that point?
Well, what? I can tell you, it's the players, it's the coaches care, because the coaches don't want to put up with it.
Also, again, to hammer it home, those comments you've seen floating around social media about Deion Sanders saying that he wants his son to play for the Giants are completely erroneous.
So he said New York is, erroneous ones.
New York, those are completely erroneous. Deion Sanders has come out and said this is a lie. We're thankful for wherever God chooses for them. So please.
Yes, that's what he said.
Except here's the thing, and that's nice of Deion to say.
Well, Deion did say early on that if there were teams that liked him, he was going to let them know straight out he didn't want him to go there. Yes, that's where this all comes from.
Exactly.
Stuff that is on the record.
Let's be honest about this. If you are, and I don't know that he's looking for this, if Shadur and maybe Deion are looking for Shadur to enter the upper echelon of marketability in the NFL, two things have to happen. You have to play well, and you have to be in the right market.
His last name is Sanders. It's just like LeBron playing in Cleveland. It's not going to matter.
No, I'm not. I'm not putting Shadur or Deion in the LeBron category because they are not there. It's this though,
it's
Andy.
It's Sanders. It's Deion Sanders' kid. He's going to get commercials. He's going to get all those things already.
And if he gets them in New York, he'll get four times as many and make four times as much.
But it doesn't matter. The NFL is about network. Otherwise, Green Bay wouldn't even exist.
Except for one thing.
What?
You have to play well.
Okay, you got to play well.
And if you play well in New York, it's even better.
So I don't know if that's true in the NFL.
If Eli Manning had gone to the Chargers,
yeah,
he wouldn't have had nearly the off-the-field career that he's had since.
If they were winning Super Bowls, he sure would.
I don't believe that to be true.
The NFL has proved that market size is national for all their teams.
No, I understand that. But when it comes to marketability, being in a market like Los Angeles or New York actually helps. It does.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it hurts, but I don't think it's that big a deal. I think naturally...
The NFL is more... sheltered in that than the other leagues, but now, without question.
Granted, the insurance company was based in Cleveland, but, I mean, Baker Mayfield had gigantic presence across the country because he was doing
commercials. Because he was playing for Cleveland, the insurance company got on board, the Cleveland-based insurance company.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Yeah, I understand it, but I think it's naive to think that being in New York wouldn't enhance your marketability.
To a point. I don't think it's as great as maybe...
Mike Exisa covers Major League Baseball for CBS Sports. Wonder what Mike thinks of the Guardians' rotation. We'll ask him coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.